That time, rebound, fought for, still alive, picked up by Ingles, final seconds. Ingles at the buzzer, banks it home! Joe Ingles knocks it down as the third quarter ends. Ingles fakes, sets, three-pointer, bang! Career high 27.
Yeah, NBA Straya. How you going? That's right, man. Welcome to NBA Straya. It's Monday, October 22. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios letting you know what's going on, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today? Just while repping Straya a little bit, mate. It's just what we do. All right, so a little bit happened on the weekend. So we're going to wrap a huge NBA weekend where we had heaps of close games and a bloody punch-on between Rondo and Chris Paul after CP3 reckons Rondo spat on him. So we're going to sort that out and rank all the best moments of the Rondo-Paul fight and score it, as well as wrapping all the games from today. That means weekend winners and losers, dickhead of the weekend, and then there's all the usual dumbassery. That's not a knife, old mate, no mates, spud of the night, better than Lonzo Ball, and of course, yeah nah, the unpopular opinion of the day and Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up flame grilled takes. And because it's Monday, we've also got a brand new Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. And we welcome back Deli in for a brand new Deli Review. Whew, it's going to be pretty good. We'll also preview and pick all the games for tomorrow, which is unreal. All right, plenty to talk about. Let's get to it. It's NBA Australia, episode 165. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better watch out for that Shaq attack, or the Rowdy attack, as it was. You know, Rowdy's just out there dropping triples from everywhere. Good on him. Friend of the pod. All right, so we start every episode of NBA Australia with the daily whip around. We've got a couple of injuries, unfortunately, from the weekend. We've got Knicks rookie Kevo. Big Kevin Knox, who's out for at least a week. Unfortunately, Will the Thrill Barton over there in Nugget territory in Denver. He's got a hip slash groin injury. He's all busted up. He had to be carted off the floor. So there's no timetable for his return yet whilst they figure out what's going on. Jermichael Green has got a busted jaw. He's out for a month. And the big one, though, at least for NBA Australia, I'll tell you that much, Big Simo left the Sixers game against the Magic after 8 minutes with back tightness. Got me all worried up in here. But it turns out, a bit of an injury update on Ben Simmons. Tweaked his back during warm-ups for the game yesterday. They took him out for precautionary reasons. He was ready to re-enter the game if needed. It was just a bit of a tight back, and he's not expected to miss any time. You little ripper. That's pretty good. But anyway, straight into it. How good was fight night on the weekend? Mate, Rondo CP3, just like a bit of biff, bang, boosh. Brandon Ingram comes flying in like Dal Sim from fucking Street Fighter. Unbelievable. So we also got the suspensions for these for the big fight. We've got four games for Brandon Ingram, 3 games for Rondo, and 2 games for CP3. It all seems a little bit not too much, doesn't it? Brandon Ingram jumping in as the third man over the top with that big old flying fist. How does he not get 10? That's unbelievable. And Rondo, man, that sweet left jab was pretty sick, but come on, he sort of started all. That should be at least 4 or 5. And CP3, as soon as he got rocked, he was straight back into it. That nice underneath right. Jesus. 4, 3, and 2. That's bloody nothing. Anyway, so let's get into the best moments of the fight ranked. Jeez, why not? Number 10, Ingram's coward punch coming in, as I mentioned, like a fucking Street Fighter character. Those spindly-ass long arms. Jesus, you never do that. What are you doing, mate? Number 9, we'll talk about that a little bit later. LeBron wrapping up his banana boat, mate. That was pretty lame. So that's number 9. How's that? You wrap up the opposition member so he can't hit your teammate. I get it, but it's a bit weird when he sort of just doesn't give a shit about his teammate. Come on, LeBron. Number 8, Melo's face when he realized he was in the middle of it. and couldn't throw any punches because he's like, oh, shit, what am I doing here? And has a bit of a smile as soon as CP3 gets hit. Oh, geez. On you, Mello. I also enjoyed the State Farm. Where was Cliff jokes? Or where's your State Farm agent now, Chris Paul? That was pretty good. So that could be number seven. But actually, Lance Stephenson coming into the end and being like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, fellas, what's going on here? Why can't we all just, hey, why can't we all get along, bro? It was weird, especially considering it was Lance. Number six, the reports of Rondo's wife confronting CP3's wife. That's awesome, if only because it means we get a tag team match at some point. Rondo and his wife versus CP3 and his wife? What are you... Nah, come on. Number five, CP3's underneath right to Rondo was an absolute beauty. It's because he's so low to the ground, the old CP3. He can throw something like that. Number four, Brandon Ingram, old Spindles Ingram, squaring up to the ref after he shoved James Harden was pretty wild, right? He's like, hey, what are you trying to tell me what to do there, ref Jason Phillips? I'm gonna knock your fucking block off. Brandon, what the fuck are you doing, you idiot? That is unbelievable. That was probably the dumbest part of it all. Well, so was the extra punch. Ingram, not a smart man. Number three of the ranking of the best moments of this fight ranked Travis Scott on the sideline. That's right, the rapper Travis Scott out of his chair and about to run onto the court and join in the fracas. That was awesome. Would have been hilarious if he had done it too. Can't see Jack Nicholson getting up off his seat and jumping in though, can you? But if he did, he's got that old man strength. That'd be terrifying. Number two, favorite moment in this fight was CP3 fronting. Being a tough guy, crossing his arms, talking shit in Rondo's face, and then getting fucking rocked. Oh, he's such a mouthy little prick and he got one. It was pretty funny. But he got back at him, so it was all right. Number one, my favorite part of this was that first Rondo left jab was just bang on perfect, wasn't it? Just a quick pat, and then you got him, and then it was on. So, I don't know. Who wins? I think Rondo got the best of it. I don't know how he'd score it. Didn't really go many rounds. What was it, like five punches all up thrown? Rondo probably landed two. CP3 probably landed two. I think Rondo got an extra one in there that missed. So I might give it to Rondo. Nice. Ingram definitely didn't win because he's a dickhead. We'll talk about that later. Let's wrap the weekend, shall we? We'll just fly through this. A lot of good stuff going on. We're going to do the winners and losers. So the winners, you know what drop that means. This is an absolute bloody classic. I love this. I've missed this actually during the off season.
Oh my God. I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me. Kent Brockman. Can we get a shot of me?
Ah, that is a great winner's drop. So we've got the Pelicans. Holy crap, 280 points in two games. And AD only had 25, 10, and 6 against the Kings. That is unreal. They are definitely winners from that weekend. Rondo was a winner, probably by TKO. Maybe. Points win. And the other winner from the weekend, amazing close games. We had some absolute pearlers. We had Utah Warriors, Knicks Nets, Heat Hornets, Celtics Knicks, Pistons Bulls, Magic Sixers. Dallas Mini, it was on. This was great. Turns out the NBA's back. And then final winners of the weekend, the Raps. Holy crap. Knock off the Celtics, which means they're the best team in the East. Even popped Washington without Kawhi, which was absolutely wild. Good on them. And according to the NBA Australia rules, because they beat the team on top, they are now the best team. That's how it goes. Not fucking around. All right, losers from the weekend. And this is probably my second favorite drop ever.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners, big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys. Shut up, loser.
Loser. Who are the losers from the weekend? How about CP3's dignity? Oh, mate, dude fronts up and then gets clocked. And now he's being turned into a meme as the picture of him as he's ducking back and about to get hit. And his eyes are just like, oh, geez, I'm about to get smashed. And I love every second of it. Oh, he's so hard to like. So, yeah, good on him. Mello as a tough guy is a bit of a loser there. Or Mello in general just because he sucks. But, man, it was pretty funny seeing him smile and then sort of go, oh, I should probably jump in here. Oh, I can't throw any punches, so it's a bit losery. Other losers, how about the Thunder? Jeez, that is a brutal weekend for them. They're now 0-3. Welcome Rusty back and still got their ass handed to them. And other contenders who were formerly coached by Thunder coaches. No, they are coached by a former kind of Thunder coach. There you go. Washington. Ugh. Unbelievable. Hey, quick yeah, nah. Are those the two coaches on the hottest seats right now? Billy Donovan and old mate Scotty Brooks? Maybe. Delicious. What do you reckon, Bruce?
He's one of the most watchable players in the competition. What a delicious young player he is. It's Cyril Rioli. Delicious, delicious, delicious.
Ah, yes. Coach talk is delicious, delicious, delicious. And final loser, Brandon Ingram. Come on, mate. That wasn't your fight. So why are you throwing punches? Never be the third man into a one-on-one punch on, right? Everyone's now going to think of Spindles Ingram as the coward punching on in as someone else is being belted. Like, mate, four games is like nothing, especially for punching someone who's not aware of you. God damn, that should have been 10 easy. Anyway, oh, a quick bonus loser. How about Kevin Love? Oh, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, all right, let's get straight into some raps from the weekend. So Saturday, we had the Hornets crashing the Magic, 120-88. Kemba crushed it. Nets finally beat the Knicks thanks to a career high 28 from Sweet Baby Carrots LeVert, who also hit the game-winning layup, 107-105 to the Nets. Raps beat the Celtics and now rule the East. As mentioned, they won 113-101. Hawks, they lost to Memphis. They got crushed, 131-117. The flip side of that is those were the two worst teams in the NBA. Now the Hawks are the worst because Memphis beat them. Cleveland lost to Minnesota, 131-123, as they got whomped. Minnesota Jimmy Butler, better than Minnesota Kevin Love, 33-7-3 versus 25-19-7. Close run thing though, but yeah, Minnesota still won. The Pelicans smashed the bejesus out of Sacramento, 149-129. The Pelicans might be the best team in the NBA right now. I mean, 280 points. Nico Miritic, 39-9. Unreal. Milwaukee, I hear it's Algonquin for the Goodland, 118 kill. Indy, 101. Greek Freak and Victor Oladipo battle it out. Greek Freak had 26-15-5. And Victor had 25-5-1. That's awesome. They're going to be East All-Star teammates again. But there you go. Greek Freak gets the title this time. And then, of course, there was the amazing Jazz Golden State game, which Golden State won 124-123. All thanks to bloody Jonas Derebko gets the putback for the win. Absolutely incredible. Probably the best game of the weekend. Jingles had a career high. We'll talk about that all later, but unbelievable. 27 points, 7 made threes, 4 rebounds, 4 assists for the down under Durant versus the American Joe Ingles. KD, he had 38-9-7, so I don't know, pretty good. You'll take it if you're the Warriors. And then the final game for Saturday, look, a ba-boom for the Thunder. 92-108. Stephen Adamsburg had 17-18, and Playoff P had 20 points on 27 shots. Yeah, not great there, Paul. Tobias the Never Nude Harris here, 26-10. Pretty good game. He's out there crushing it in Clipperland right now, is Tobias. And on Sunday, Raps on a back-to-back pop the Wiz without Kawhi Leonard, which is unbelievable. In Washington, no less. That is unreal. So they go from Toronto to Washington and then just kick the crap out of him. 117-113, it wasn't even that close. Wiz are a rabble. Indy smashed the Nets, 132-112. Victor had 25-7-3. My sweet baby Carrots, he had 19-4-3. He's crushing it. I love him. The Celtics on their back-to-back as well, eked one out over the Knicks thanks to a Jason Tatum game winner, 103-101. Unbelievable. He had 24-14. Enes the Penis Kanter at 17-15. He's doing pretty good. Sixers dropped the Magic without Big Simo, 116-115. Squeaker there. You'd think that Markelle Fultz would step up, but you'd be wrong. It was all JJ Redick and Embiid. Embiid had 32-10, and Redick had 31, and finally got his shot working. He went 8-13 from three. Meanwhile, for the Magic, Vooch had a triple-double. He had 27-13-12. That's a trade me stat line for the ages, that one. nice. What else? Hornets, they snuck by the Heat. 113-1. What was it? 112. Jeez. Game-winning free throws by Kemba in this one. D-Wade tied it up with 12 seconds left. Kemba drove the hoop, got the foul, hit one of the free throws, won the game. He had 39. Unbelievable. He's now, I believe, leading the NBA in scoring. Crushing it. Pistons also snuck by a team. This time it was the Bulls, 118-116. Blake had 33-12, and LaVine had 33 as well. They're doing all right, you know. As I mentioned, though, I think on Friday, Pistons, they'll pull this out somehow, and everybody's like, well, the Pistons are back, man. They're like 2-0. Meanwhile, they've kicked the crap out of, well, they've only just beaten two shitty teams in the Nets and the Bulls. Yeah, don't believe the hype. Just how it goes. Dallas and Mini had a great high-scoring classic. Luka Doncic dominated 140 to 136. Dallas win over Minnesota. Dennis Smith Jr., the game winner, put in the game-breaking jumper with 6 seconds left. And then a couple of free throws after that. Big Carl Anthony Towns finally showed up for this season, 31-5. Luka, though, had 26 points. Unreal. And even Rowdy, as mentioned at the top of this show, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff got out there again, dropped another three bomb, same as his first game. 3 points, 1-3 from three. Denver smoked Phoenix as well. As mentioned, yes, I think I called this pretty well on Friday. Denver going to smoke them because Phoenix would be very happy they won game one and then get killed in game two. And they did. Booker had 25 and 7. Nikola Jokic, wow, we're going to talk about his performance in a second. It was pretty good, as you might imagine. The Blazers, they whooped the Spurs 121-108, which was tasty. It was the Patty Mills Bowl, the LaMarcus Aldridge revenge game. It all, though, came down to Dame Lillard, 29-9, and DeMar DeRozan there, he had 28-9. Good game, though. And the Rockets, look, this was the fight. Rockets won that game eventually in Los Angeles for LeBron's LA debut. Rockets won at 124-115, which is crazy. Now the Lakers are 0-2 to start the year. Rockets are 1-1, and there was a great punch on. Crazy. We're going to keep talking about that as well. Don't worry about it. And then today, Monday, we had the Hawks, 133, just absolutely kill the Cavs, 111, which was nuts. And it was all thanks to Trae Young. Oh, receding hairline Young. At 35 and 11, the Hawks hit a franchise record 22 three-pointers. Holy crap. Hashtag free Kevin Love. What do you reckon? Too soon? Not too soon. Kings, they went into OKC and beat the Thunder, which was wild. Rusty came back for this. He had a typically fun as hell Rusty game. He had 32, 12, and 8. Went 13 and 23 as well, which is pretty good, apart from the 1 of 6 from 3. But the Kings win 131 to 120. Because De'Aaron Fox, dude is a problem, 22 and 10. Out there smashing it. We even got a little bit of stuff out of Marvin Bagley there, which wasn't too bad. A lot of Hamidou Diallo. Don't be a Hamidou, not a Hamidon't. Nerlens Noel fouled out of this one in 13 minutes in this game, which was unbelievable. That's like, I don't even know if that's actually possible. 6 fouls in 13 minutes is ridiculous. On you, Nerlens. Like, it's a surprise that people didn't want to pay you a lot of money. Weird, right? Two more to go. Warriors, they lost to the Nugs 198. Nugs playing their heart out at the moment, even without Will the Thrill. Huge. A huge third quarter from the Nugs. A lot of Monte Morris in this one, but Steph had 30. Wasn't enough. Warriors couldn't get over it. The Joker was pretty bloody good. Just a very chill 23, 11, and 6. And it all came down to the last play of the game when there's only one Hernan Gomez, that's right, Juan Hernan Gomez blocked Damian Jones' game-tying layup attempt. Weirdly enough, the Nugs missed 18 free throws in this and somehow still won, which is crazy. And they've held all of their opponents so far this season under 100 points, including that Warriors team. The Nugs, they're undefeated. That is unreal. And then finally today, the Rockets-Clippers. Clippers win 115 to 112. Harden misses the game-tying three at the end, and that was it. It was all over. No tunnel fights this time, which is good because, I mean, there's no CP3 with the Rockets because he's been suspended. So maybe they don't remember the way. Just makes sense. Harden had 31, 23 for Clint Capella. Sure, but this is a weird game, man. A lot of Tobias Harris, he had 23. Lou Will was 3 of 16 and just kept shooting, which was pretty wild. He's like, hey, man, I'm really clutch. And everyone's like, but Lou, you keep missing. What are you doing, mate? Montrezl Harrell, he was really good, though. 17 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 blocks against his former team. Pretty bloody good. Anyway, it was a weird day, you know. Sunday America games are always a bit squirrely, and that was kind of it, you know. Hawks winning, so now the Cavs are the worst team because Hawks lost to Memphis. Cavs now lost to the Hawks, so they're now the worst team. OKC just can't get a win, even against the Kings at home. Nugs popped the Warriors, arrested Warriors team, and Clippers beat the Rockets. So the Rockets are now 1-2. Unbelievable. Anyway, so that was a fun-ass weekend of great games and whatnot. So let's look at an NBA Australia-approved performance of the weekend.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That was a bloody knife, Nikola Jokic. Holy shit, he had the perfect triple-double. 35 points, he goes 11 of 11 from the field. He didn't miss. That's unreal. 3 of 3 from 3. 10 of 11 from the free throw line. So he missed one of those, but come on. 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 4 steals and a block. That is an unbelievable triple-double. And they won. The Nuggets. They can't be stopped. It's awesome. Good on you. And look, honorable mention to Kemba, 39 points, and the Hornets, you know, snuck one out against the Heat. He's now leading the league in scoring, as mentioned. That's awesome. On you, Kemba. But Nikola Jokic, hello! Perfect triple-double. I don't know if I can approve that anymore. That's great. All right, on to Old Mate No Mates.
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 Who's got no mates today from the weekend? Oh, it might even be a bloke who's got too many mates. LeBron. I mean, that was brutal, mate. Grabbing your banana boat buddy instead of protecting your teammate is just like next level, like... Oh, we're all buddies here, bro. And then Rondo's like, hey, man, I have friends. I ain't no friends with any motherfucker. And just starts punching on. That was crazy. LeBron seriously wrapping up CP3 and almost wanting to like rub his head and go, oh, it's going to be okay, buddy. It was very strange. So he's almost all mate, no mates for having too many mates. Like protect the teammates first before your actual mates. Weird. I don't know. Maybe on the court. Also, though, Rondo, all mate, no mates with the spit. So what do you reckon? Yeah, nah, do you reckon he did it? Yeah, I reckon there's at least a little bit of one. And that's not going to win you too many mates, I'll tell you that much. All right, what about Spud of the Night?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the Night.
Spud of the Night, Spud of the Weekend. Oh, I want to give this to Playoff P, Paul George. 20 points on 27 shots against the Clippers. That is very Spud-worthy. There was also Karl Anthony Towns. He had 12 and 9 in the first game of the weekend, and then he had 31, though, on Sunday against Dallas. But still only 5 boards. I mean, what are you doing, Karl Anthony Towns? No wonder Jimmy Butler hates you. And then final spud of the night, Kevin Love, mate. 26.7% for the year. That's what he's shooting. Not from three. That's just what he's shooting from the field. 26.7. Unbelievable. That's not great, Kev. What are you doing? Come on, mate. Panting of the weekend. Oh, you want to give it to that left jab of Rondo? The Hornets over the Magic. That was a panting. They beat the absolute crap out of them. Hawks over the Cavs. That was a panting. And there's only one Hernan Gomez. One show. To save the win for the Nuggets over the Warriors with that block on Damian Jones was a panting. So that was pretty good. A couple of good pantings there on the weekend. Not bloody bad. And then finally, who was better than Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Well, look, he didn't have too bad of a game, did Lonzo? But Dennis Smith Jr. could be up there as better than Lonzo Ball. Hit basically the game winner over Minnesota. Ended up with 19-6 and on 7 of 14 shooting. Looked very good too. But you know what? So did his teammate there, Luka Doncic. 26 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 8 of 16 from the field, 4 of 9 from 3. Looked absolutely unreal. So I'll take that as a better than Lonzo Ball. And Lonzo did have 14 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, went 5 of 10, 4 of 8 from 3. So that was pretty bloody okay after Rondo went out. But you know what? We have mentioned this might be better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball, but who was better than all of them? Oh, it was only receding Trae Young himself. Holy crap, what a game today. 35 points, 11 assists, 13 of 23 shooting, 6 of 14 from 3. Absolutely amazing showing. Like, he might have sketchy hair, but his game was on. This became only the 5th rookie of the last 25 years to have a 35 and 10 game, joining Steph Curry, LeBron James, Allen Iverson, and Jason Kidd. Not bad company there, Trae Young. See, I told you, he might be all right. He'll be, you know, the flashes will be there, but still, give me Luka. All right, and then finally, for our segment, Dickhead of the Weekend.
Dickhead of the
Weekend. Dickhead of the Weekend has got to be Brandon Ingram. Oh, mate, I'm just like, I've already laid it out, but shit, mate. Coward punch as much. Like, no wonder LeBron was grabbing CP3. Like, he might have been disgusted in his new teammates, especially with Slender Man Spindles Ingram over there. But that was easily the biggest dickhead move of the weekend. Jumping in with, like, punching a dude who's already being punched. That's fucking horrible. Dickhead of the weekend, maybe Rondo as well if he spat, but man, come on. Looks like he did. Could have been breathing out. I don't know, but man, Brandon Ingram with the actual dickhead move. Absolutely brutal. Rondo too, but still. Ingram more so. Tough one. All right, we'll be back with some, what, yeah, nahs and some other good shit right after these ones.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we are back. It is time for Yeah Nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And let's do it. Number one, the Pelicans are the team to beat in the West. Yeah Nah. Oh, nah. Almost, though. I mean, they've scored 280 points in two games. One of those teams were the Kings, and the other one was the Mike No D Antoni Rockets. But damn. Pelicans do look very good. Niko Mirotic is looking like an absolute, you know, dead set ledge next to Anthony Davis. But they're good. So look, I'll actually say it might be the Nuggets might be the team to beat, considering they just beat the Warriors, you know, the reigning champs. So give me the Nuggets and the Pelicans at the moment. Two best teams in the West. I think the Warriors might get there eventually, but still. Speaking of which, number two, are the Raps the team to beat in the East? Yeah, nah, yes! I mean, they pantsed the Celtics, so until proven otherwise, they are. They're 3-0. They beat Washington without Kawhi. The Raptors look really good. I don't know how Nick Nurse has kind of figured it out, but the combination of their, like, bench depth, playing small and having Serge Ibaka play basically center and OG Anunoby at power forward just means that they can really spread the goddamn floor. And Kawhi just gives them sort of this extra bit of class and, like, defensive clamps that they've not really had before. It's awesome. It's really fun to watch, which is a surprise. But yeah, I don't know. They beat the Celtics pretty handily. It wasn't really ever in too much doubt. So, Raps, best team in the East. Speaking of other fun stuff, is this going to be the best year for a Rookie of the Year race in ages? Oh, yeah. What do you reckon? DeAndre Ayton, Luka Doncic, Trae Young, Mavi Bagues. I mean, he finally got a bit of run in Sacramento. What do you have, 19 and 8? On your Mavi Bagues, and you got a couple of other Smokies out there. Wendell, Jaren Jackson Jr. once they finally trade Gasol. It's pretty fun. Harry Giles is finally getting up there in Sacramento too. Not bad. It's going to be fun, that's for sure. Moving on, are the 0-3 Thunder the worst team in the West? Yeah, nah. Ooh, maybe. If we're going to use my rules, if they lost to Sacramento, Sacramento are the worst team in the West, so the Thunder now are. How do you get flogged by the Kings of all teams at home? I mean, they could get any bucket they wanted at any point of the game against the Thunder. Rang up, what, 131 on them? That is unbelievable. Like, and the weirdest part is, like, what, Thunder are 0-3, the Lakers are 0-2. Oh, geez. It's panic time out there in the West, I'll tell you that much. Nice. So, speaking of which, of, you know, former Cav, LeBron James. The Cavs, are they the worst team in the NBA? Oh. Yeah, nah. Yeah. Maybe. This team, like, is... I can't believe how bad they look. It's legitimately trashy. Kevin Love, George Hill, Tristan Thompson, Kyle Korver, J.R. Smith. Like, they ought to be a little bit better. But they're just clearly not. You take away LeBron, I get it. Your team's going to be shit. But I don't know, man. Does Ty Lue actually know how to coach without LeBron? It doesn't really look like it. Their rotations suck. They're like trying to feed Kevin Love, but there's seemingly just no plan behind it most of the time. And he's like chucking up rubbish. It's very weird. I'd say trade them all and build around the sex man and Chetty Osman. That's all I reckon. Because the Cavs, man, it is brutal. And remember, if they're out of the top 10, they have to give their pick to Atlanta. So trade them all, tank. Do it. Do it, Cavs. Do it now. All right. What about the unpopular opinion of the day? Let's do that one.
Now look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me. Look at me. It's the unpopular opinion of the day. Hey, do you reckon Kevin Love doesn't mind being on shit teams? Like there's no expectations and he's just like, you know what? Pretty happy with this. Like, he's not getting super angry at everybody. He can just kind of ball and hang out, be happy. He's already got his ring. What does he care? He had 16 and 17 today, but he, like, as mentioned, shooting 29.7% for the year. As mentioned, not from three. That's from the field. I mean, I feel like Kevin Love's a little bit too comfortable and happy with being on a shit team again. It's a bit weird. I don't know. Don't know what to tell you. All right, what about Outback Takehouse? It's Monday, so come on in to Outback. We've got flame-grilled steaks and flame-grilled takes. It's 2-for-1 only at Outback on Mondays. Also on Mondays, oil drum can Fosters are 3-for-1 because no one drinks this piss except for you Americans. Only at Outback. And today's flame-grilled take is Brandon Ingram should have been suspended for at least 10 games for that. I mean, he shoved the MVP, almost fought a ref, and coward punched the NBA Players Union president in a fight that he had nothing to do with, and he only got suspended 4 games. Brandon Ingram, that's legendary, but it should have been at least 10. On ya. Holy crap, man, seriously, get him the fuck out of here. I can't believe it's only 4 games. That is wild. All right, we'll be back in a second with the Australian Player Watch, and what? We've got the Andrew Gaze Award. Oh, some good stuff in. Hang on a second. We're back in a tick.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we are back with the NBA Australia Australian Player Watch. Let's just quickly whip through it because, I mean, Big Simo got hurt after 8 minutes against the Magic, so he only had 4 points, 4 assists. But as mentioned, it doesn't look like it's anything too serious, which is good. And Jonah Bolden got another DMP CD against the Magic. That's his, well, when I say again, I mean, that's his first one for the year. I think he got out there in garbage time for the other two. Jingler, Joe Ingles against the Warriors, as mentioned at the top, absolutely crushed it. Is leading the MVP vote over here at NBA Australia so far this year. 27 points, 7 made threes, both career highs. The 27 was an equal career high. 7 made threes, though. He was absolutely crushing it. How good was that three-quarter time buzzer beater? Oh, unreal. 4 assists, 3 rebounds. He's currently the 20th leading scorer in the NBA and shooting 64.7% from three. Ah, Jingles. Absolutely smashing it, mate. Speaking of smashing it, Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe, also against the Warriors, was crushing it. He had 13-4-4 against the Kings. Backed that up with a 13-point, 2-rebound performance, shooting 4-5 from the field, 1-1 from 3. Looking good. Dante for most improved player. It's in the bag, mate. Let's do it. Other Australian, what do we got? Milwaukee, the Milwaukee pair. This is a rough one, I'll tell you. Thon. Got a DMP versus Charlotte. That's his second of the year. And King Deli of Maryborough, first of his name, smasher of tins. Got out there for 4 minutes against Indy in garbage time. 4 minutes. Went 0-1 from the field, 1 rebound, and that was it. I don't know why Buds hates the Aussies, but he does. Aaron Bangers Baines, his 2 games on the weekend versus the Raptors. He had 15 minutes against the Raps, went 5 points, 6 rebounds, 2 of 8 from the field, 0 of 2 from three. So he lost the title of the NBA's leading 3-point shooter. But then against the Knicks, went all right. He had 12 minutes, 10 points in 12 minutes. So if you extrapolate that into the per 36, what do you reckon? Oh, he's only averaging 30 points and 15 rebounds a game because he had 5 rebounds in that time. Absolute monster is Aaron Bangers Baines, and he hit 1 of 2 threes in this as well. So for the year, Bangers is 3 of 8 from three. Not bloody bad. Patty Thrills Mills versus the Blazers. Not quite a revenge game. He had 9 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist in 22 minutes. 4 of 11 from the field. Not great. 1 of 5 from three. Just trying to calibrate the shooter there as Patty Mills. But he did, you know, we'll talk about what he actually got up to at the game as well in just a second. And then finally, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, as mentioned, against Mini. Same as his Phoenix line. He had 4 minutes, went 1 of 3 from three. Hit one of them. 3 points he ends up with and added a rebound. That's his first NBA rebound. On your Rowdy! Not bloody bad, mate. And, of course, because it's Monday, so that means one of my all-time favorite segments. Yeah, you know it. It goes straight to the pool room, this performance. Let's do it.
This is going straight to the pool room.
That's right. It is the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence, and that goes to Nikola Jokic. mentioned at the top as the that's not a knife, that's a knife performance. That is a hell of a Grey Mamba stat line if you've ever seen one. I mean, how many times do you reckon Gazy went perfect for a game? Probably about 200, 250? Yeah, easy. So pretty good, Nikola Jokic. You're our winner of the Grey Mamba Andrew Gaze Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence with your perfect triple-double, 35 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 11 of 11 from the field, 3 of 3, 3 of 3 from 3. That was awesome. So good on you. Also, Kemba leading the NBA in scoring. He's out there crushing it, just like Gazy would have it. All right, we'll be back in 1 second with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in and some game previews.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
G'day, this is Don McCurr, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we are back. It's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. Look, Patty didn't tweet out a Game Day Baller for the Blazers game, but he did get in on a Kathy Freeman tweet. That's right, Kathy Freeman, Aussie legend. She tweeted out a Go Patty Mills, Go Spurs, Go Indige and Torres Strait with a photo of her and Patty and an Indigenous flag, which was awesome. Good job, Patty. Good job, Kathy. On yous. And then, of course, Joe Ingles tweeted out a happy birthday to happy birthday, Nanu, at Ricky Rubio, which is just bloody nice. All right. Now, tomorrow we've got 9 massive games. Absolute pearl is in here as well. So let's get to the game preview, shall we? Let's take it away, Inadvertent Bane.
Game previews. Game previews. Are you ready for some game previews? I was born in the preview. You only told it.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane. Unreal. All right, let's get stuck in. All right, Magic at Celtics. Celtics, I'm going to take them as 12-point favorites, and I'm going to take that because the Celtics are about to reclaim the idea that they're a top 2 East team by flogging one of the bottom 2 East teams. Yeah, Celtics minus 12, I'll take them at that. Hornets at Raps. Jesus, Hornets are 9.5 points. The Raps are 9.5-point favorites, so I'll take the Hornets plus 9.5, thanks. Because this is a meeting of the top 2 East teams at the moment. I mean, you got to presume that Kawhi will be back for this. He was just rested for that one game, so give me the Raps to win. But I'll take the Hornets to cover with the plus 9.5 points. Jesus, that's very, very nice. Knicks at Bucks. Oh, mate, Giannis is going to wipe the floor with the Knicks, right? I mean, without Kevin Knox, Kevo! Who on this team has even got a hope to guard Giannis? He might go for 60. So give me the Bucks easily. Bucks minus 11.5. I'll take them at that. It's a lot of points, but I think they'll do it. Pacers at Wolves. Pacers are a plus 2.5 points underdog. I'll take the Pacers 2.5 points. This is tasty. Turner and Sabonis can take it up to Cat, I reckon, because he's a big old boosh. Jimmy Butts versus Victor Oladipo. That should be hella fun, though. So Pacers at Wolves. Oh, mate, remember when Jeff Teague was on the Pacers? Yeah, me neither. Unbelievable. Pacers plus 2.5, 2.5. I'll take that. Even in Minnesota, I think the Pacers will be on a bit of a roll. They look pretty good. Bulls at Mavs. Mavs are 7.5-point favorites. I might even take that. The Bulls, their tank job for this year is off to a really good start. Mavs should smash them in this as well. Luka's getting up to speed. Dennis Smith Jr. looks like he's going to be a problem all year. And shock horror, DJ. DeAndre Jordan, the Mavs actually have a center for the first time since Tyson Chandler, and they look good having a center. Turns out having a big dude who can play defense is kind of important. Mavs minus 7.5, I'll take that. I think they'll crush the Bulls. Grizz at Jazz. Jazz minus 10.5 favorites. Yeah, I'll take that because I think the Grizz are one of the 3 worst teams in the NBA. This is a good test for the Jazz, though. They got Gobert to go up against Gasol, then Conley and Rubio as well. But I think there's just a lot of perimeter talent on the Jazz for the Grizz to keep up. So I reckon the Jazz will smoke him. Jingles might have 40 in this. Get him. So Jazz, minus 7.5, 10.5. I'll take that. Wiz at Blazers. Blazers, 5-point favorites. So I'll take the Blazers at minus 5. Wiz are going to be 0-4 very quickly, having dropped 2 very winnable games out of nowhere on that Kelly Olynyk putback on Friday. And then the to a Raps team without their best player. What the hell are you doing, Wizards? You are a rabble. So I can't see them beating a Blazers team who are hotter than Hades at the moment, flying with all their continuity and Zach Collins and junk. It's pretty good. They'll be fine. Suns at Warriors. Suns plus 13. I'll take that. 13 point underdogs. I'll take the 13 points. Thank you there, Alex. Sneaky trap game, I reckon, for the Warriors. Ayton will give them fits, and they can sort of throw a Reaser and Josh Jackson out there to try to slow down KD a little bit. So I'll take the 13 points of the Suns. The Warriors probably still win. They should take care of this. I just don't know if I reckon it might be just a little bit sneakily close than you'd expect. And then the final game for tomorrow, Spurs at Lakers, which is awesome. Could the Lakers start 0-3? Yes. Spurs, I'll take them at plus 1.5. There's probably some stat that says no LeBron-led team has ever started 0-3, but you know what? You know what I think. Stats are for nerds. Yeah, I'll call the Spurs by 6. Nice. It's going to be amazing, and we're never going to hear the end of it. What do you reckon? Is it because LeBron left Cleveland, Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland!
That's right, man. All right, you know what? That's it for today. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness. In the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Story on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We'll be all over social all tonight, into tomorrow, during the games. Get around NBAAustralia.com. Chuck us a rating and review on iTunes or Google Podcasts as well, would you? It helps out heaps. Huge thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music, but go check out their new band, though, House Hats. You hear their song, I've Been Broken, over Yeah Nah every day, and it is an absolute rip snorter. So go request that on Triple J or whatever radio station you listen to. Chuck them a request. House Hats, I've Been Broken. Awesome. Also, thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers for the tunes you hear throughout NBA Australia. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp, Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that is it. Stick around for a brand new Deli review as Deli talks about one of his favorite TV shows today. Oh, it's awesome. And you know what? We'll catch us tomorrow, you dickheads. Oh, it's so good having the NBA back, isn't it? All right. We're Daily, we never stop, and this is NBA Australia saying, later, Jose!
Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's old mate Deli over here, just swinging by for my usual pop culture review for NBA Australia, eh? Look, I need it this week, I reckon, because I don't know what's going on, but your old mate Daly just seems to be in the old doghouse with that bald prick Buds, our new coach, eh? Look, I don't know why he hates me, but he's like fucking dogging your mate Daly hardcore, mate, I'll tell ya. Like, I mean, I'm healthy as, and I've barely got a fucking look in so far this season. I reckon it's some of that classic anti-Australian bias or some shit. Like, just because I walk down like Steph Curry and all those mugs, like, some blokes can't hack it, eh? And, like, the problem is, he's also dogging my mate Kung Fu Thon. Like, which is bullshit. I mean, Thon's unreal, and he should be out there crushing it, but this ball prick won't just let us get it out there to, like, dominate. It's bullshit is what it is, mate. I don't know what to do either. I mean, the last time this happened to old mate Daly, I had a coach like this back in Maryborough High, and me best mate Plugger and I, like, me and a couple of other mates, like, during, like, fourth period or some shit, we, like, skipped science or whatever, and we went out to the teacher's car park, all got on one side of his little Hyundai Getz, and tipped a bloody thing on its side, mate. It's fucking funny, yeah? As he came out, he's, oh, who the fuck did this, you dickheads and shit, and was, like, losing his mind. It's funny, as. Yeah? It was even funny when Plugger took a shit in one of his shoes, mate. That was legendary, bro. Oh, man. Maybe I should get Thorn to take a shit in one of Buds' shoes. I don't know if that'd help, though, eh? I don't know, man. So, anyway, so to get my mind off all that shit, I went and watched, like, all the new season of the Brooklyn Nine-Nine show, eh? And look, no spoilers or nothing, but me and the missus were in tears by the end of it. Like, absolute ripper of a show, mate. Like, Jake is funny, and, like, Boyle reminds me of my mate Boyle from back home in Maryborough. That Rosa chick is fucking hot as, but, like, oh, don't let the missus know that, eh, though? Just on the down low, bro. Like, oh. Even better, maybe you should, eh? I reckon, so considering that Rose is, no spoils in. Just saying. Nice one. Anyway, so it's an absolute cracker of a season. Like, Hitchcock and Scully are funny as shit. And whenever Doug Judy pops up, I nearly piss myself laughing. But I always just love it how it shows a family. It doesn't have to be blood ties, you know. It's all about just the people around you and, like, who you love the most, you know. It's really touching. So, the latest season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine easily gets like 15 out of 10 Deli ones, and I'm stoked that it got cancelled and then picked up by someone else somewhere for like a new season. Fucking love that show, eh? All right, so make sure you get all caught up on Brooklyn 99. That's how many I reckon I could score in the Nets this year as well if I'd fucking get in a game, hey? And I'll talk to you next week on NBA Australia. All right, later, cunts. Deli out.